Back in 2005, a comedy troupe from Berkeley, California, started to post videos of their sketches to the internet. The group's called The Lonely Island, and they attracted the attention of one of Hollywood's most powerful talent agencies. Now, within weeks, United Talent Agency signed the group, and the rest, well, take a listen.
Lazy Sunday, wake up in the late afternoon. Call Parnell just to see how he's doing.
Hello,
what up, Parn?
Yo, Sandberg, what's crackin'?
You thinking what I'm thinking?
Party up,
man, it's happening.
Lonely Island's crew is behind this video. It's called Lazy Sunday. It aired on Saturday Night Live as a digital short. And its star, Andy Samberg, is quite possibly the biggest name in comedy who was first discovered over the internet.
Their Lazy Sunday viral video hit really sparked a lot of questions within our agency about what the web can bring to the world of talent.
That's Jason Nadler. He's an agent with UTA. Now, normally guys like Nadler deal with the traditional movie stars. UTA represents stars like Harrison Ford and Gwyneth Paltrow. But 4 years ago, the agency decided to start an online division. The idea? To mine the internet, places like YouTube and MySpace, for raw, unvarnished talent. I sat down with Nadler this past week at UTA's Beverly Hills office, where he's now the head of its online division.
The world of internet memes is fleeting fancy, followed by far less sustainable attention. And if I want to sign somebody, they have to have a career in them. I'm here to usher careers, not necessarily ride a singular internet meme.
How do you know what is talent and what's just a great one-off internet video?
I mean, it's a visceral feeling. There's nothing I can necessarily pinpoint other than this is something that's A, intrinsically interesting or marketable, or just really compelling.
To be a celebrity on TV and to get gigs here in Los Angeles and Hollywood, that is a fickle business. We know that. Is the online part of it even more fickle? Is the audience even more distracted?
I would actually say no. You see a number of really engaged audiences that are completely loyal to the personalities that have developed on YouTube.
And who are some of those names?
Justine.
Who does she? What does she do?
Justine is this phenomenally talented, and she'd be proud if I said geeky, woman who is consumed by all things digital. She loves gadgets. Because she's so tied to this tech world that is eager to hit both a female demographic that's very elusive, also fans of, you know, she's very attractive and has ardent male followers as well, so it's not really such a keyed-in demo, but young technology geeks is a huge profit center.
So she can advertise on her
site. Yeah, I mean, I'll pull up her
site. Yeah, let's take a look.
So this is her personal site, but you see all the YouTube is embedded.
And is that her?
This is her.
What is going on? That's her posing in the swimsuit?
She was in Maxim, yeah.
Okay.
Hi, so I want to show you this little thing called Square. This little device will allow you to accept credit card payments right from your iPhone. So let me show you how to use this. The first thing that you have to do is launch the Square application.
So that's an example of her really explaining a product.
So she is obviously incredibly charismatic.
Yes.
This is one of your clients. How easy is it to get to that point now?
It's not easy.
It's not easy.
No.
So it's not like it's so democratized that anybody can conceivably have a chance to be represented by Jason Nadler.
I think it has a lot more to do with YouTube's algorithmic fancy of the day than anything else at this point.
Because some of these videos have 26 million hits, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to call them and say, I want to represent you.
No. I mean, Justine, you can see, you know, she has acting ambition. She would die to be on a television show as a legit scripted actress. This is a new world, and it's a lot of entrepreneurialism. And by combining that with this sort of understanding of what Hollywood can offer to sort of blossom that entrepreneurialism, those are the kind of people that I'm really looking for.
So it's not like you're finding someone every day and signing a new person up.
I definitely see something interesting every day.
Can you show me a couple of interesting things that you've seen in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I'll show you what I sent to my music department today.
So what are you typing in now?
Typing in Lady Gaga, sixth grader, paparazzi.
Okay. What is it? Describe what it is.
It's a young, I would say, Justin Bieber-esque or certainly Justin Bieber, haircutted young man.
Claiming to be a sixth grader.
Who says he's a sixth grader, I tend to believe him, playing a piano in front of a stunned group of girls.
I think it's a school rehearsal.
And
he's going to perform Lady Gaga's Paparazzi. All right. This is incredible. And this is probably just filmed with a little flip camera.
Right, or his parents or
you
something.
You saw this, and what did you do with this?
Well, I said, okay, this is really incredible.
It's incredible.
And I clicked onto his page, which is the sort of next step of what I do, and I see what else he's done. And I was really actually impressed with his own songs that he sings.
Oh, he actually does his own songs, too.
Yeah, and so even if you look at that now, you know, when I first looked at it, Stars and Broken Hearts had tens of thousands of views. Yeah.
So this kid is clearly talented.
Very talented.
But you wouldn't sign somebody like this because you don't deal with music.
I don't particularly deal with music, but, you know, as a full-service agency, we have a wonderful music department, and the first thing I did was forward it to the agents downstairs.
Because there's a pretty good chance that someone else is going to contact this kid.
Oh, I guarantee people have already contacted him. I'm not the only one surfing the web in this town, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that's a lot. I mean, you've got to be working fast.
You have to work smart more than fast.
What would he have had to have done before YouTube was available to get your attention?
He would probably have had to have moved to Hollywood with his mother and
gone to talent shows or gone to casting calls.
Yeah, it's a new day. And, you know, this is an evolving business. The way that that young man capitalizes on his newfound success, there's not a real recipe for it yet. And I'm helping to try and concoct what constitutes long-term success so these people have real careers.
Well, Jason Nadler, thank you so much for your time. Jason Nadler is the head of UTA Online here in Beverly Hills. Jason Nadler, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It was fun to show you around the web.
And you can find links to the videos Jason Nadler played for me, including this Lady Gaga spinoff by Grace and Chance of Edmond, Oklahoma, at our website, npr.org. But there's no new of us, it don't know.